let's start over. Please state your name and your ABC number again, because we're recording, sir. Please.
Okay. Yes, sir. My name is Anthony Gabriel De Leon, and my ADC number is 319-283.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Long, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on April the 5th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, April the 5th.
Yes, sir. That was the one that you signed saying that the hearing would be held today, sir.
No, I signed, correct.
Yes, sir. Okay, and on there, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're representing yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm representing myself.
And although you cannot see us today, but there are four board members participating in your hearing, and they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Caruanis, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We're also having a room with us today, Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. DeLone and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God if you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Sir, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? The first one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine. On about January 22, 2018, per the TASS GCMS LAT report dated January 26, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it's true.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 9, 2018, and verbally or written directed on February 8, 2018, you are actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true. I did one first face-to-face visit. I don't remember the date. And I see him in the supervisor.
Okay, you have a chance to explain all of it in phase two, sir. Right now, we're just trying to get through this to make sure that they're true or false. And then you have a chance to explain them. Okay. The next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2417 North 21st Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. On about February 8, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer, you are actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
False.
Okay. Since you said that one is false, sir, what we're going to do now, we're going to take testimony from the Department of Corrections regarding that, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to tell us why it's false. And so now we're going to ask Mr. Turner if he would be kind enough to give us some background information or testimony on allegation number 3.
Yes, sir. On 2-8-2018, Parole Officer Crumpleman attempted to hand deliver a notice of violation letter to the offender at his approved residence of 2416 North 21st Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85009. After several attempts to get an answer at the door of the residence, P.O. Crumpleman telephoned the offender's sponsor, his grandfather, Adeline De Leon. Mr. De Leon answered the phone and advised P.O. Crumpleman that the offender did not reside at the approved residence. Mr. De Leon also stated that he didn't really know where the offender was residing, but that he does come to the approved residence on most days. The offender is actively avoiding supervision.
Thank you so much, sir. Okay, Mr. De Leon, why would you say that's false, sir?
Because it's false because my grandfather, I was attending classes, and at the same time I was working, and my grandfather is like 80, he's like 83 years old, so he's old, and his name is not the G De Leon, not Adeline. Adelina is my grandmother. And second of all, I was placed on probation a week after I got released from Lewis Prison, and my probation officer, after this date of this letter, did a home inspection, and locked it. Not far there, I answered the door for Mrs. Zelinsky, and she wanted to get a home inspection in my house. And this is after they're trying to say I did a change of residence, because I was placed on probation and parole at the same time. But she wanted to get a home visit, and I was there.
So who went for the home visit and you were there? That was the probation officer, or who was that?
My probation officer. I was both on probation, and parole at the same time.
So we don't deal with the probation part, we just the parole part, but at this time, I'm going, Mr. Turner has something that he would like to share. Mr. Turner, sir.
He is correct. He was also serving probation at the same time as he picked up. And his probation officer actually contacted me because she had asked him about classes, finding out that he was in the CHC classes, knowing that that's directed through parole. She asked, who's your parole officer? He goes, I don't have a parole officer. After five more asking, he said, oh, it changed. I don't know who it is. She got my contact information and notified me that he was there with her and asked if he had finished. So she had told me on the first attempt to go out and approve the residence, he had actually given the wrong address to the neighbor's address. On the second attempt, she did go out and the offender was there.
Okay.
But that was just during the initial check.
Okay, thank you so very much. I had, to my regret, I must admit, I had not discovered the fact that you got your signatures on here along with Mr. Osborne. So, okay, I'm going to move forward with this hearing. Okay, and with that being said, I'm going to offer a motion at this point. And my motion is going to be based upon allegation number one and two will be based upon the admission of Mr. Turner. As it relates to allegation number three, it's going to be based upon information coming from the Department of Corrections to Mr. Turner, as well as information contained in warrant number 2018-W0551. And the motion is going to be to find that Mr. DeLong violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. So now we're going into phase two of your hearing. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. We're going to get some testimony from the Department of Corrections, and once we get that, then we'll come back, and you'll be able to explain and tell us whatever you want to tell us, and we'll be able to ask you some questions. So at this time, we're going to ask Mr. Turner if he would give us some background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. DeLeon was released from ABC on 12-26-2017 and arrested on 3-19-2018 by ADC Fugitive Apprehension Unit with the assistance of the U.S. Marshals. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 3-19-18 with an adjusted release date of 6-2-2018 with 39 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2-2. He has a mental health score of 1 with a substance abuse score of 2. STD information, he is self-admitted to Homedale Hispanic Phoenix Criminal Street Gang. Disciplinary violation is minimal. However, he did receive a disciplinary on 4-30 upon just recently for unauthorized smoking and was found guilty of a minor. Other arrest, 2007 marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2009 DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, combination, Arizona guilty of other sanctions. 2012 DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, combination, Arizona guilty of other sanctions. And then he has a GV score G5, V5.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. So now we're back to Mr. Bingham, and first of all, we've already talked about your residence, that you were approved initially to reside at 2417 North 21st Avenue in Phoenix, and you did not provide any other residential addresses to the investigators prior to your absconding. Did you reside anywhere else, sir, prior to your absconding?
No, sir.
Okay, and so what happened? You absconded. So why did you abscond, sir?
Well, see, the reason for I have read something down if I could read it.
Well, I'm we'll let you read that at the end, but right now, okay. But you do admit that you're absconded, so I'll just come back to that when you reach your final.
No, I didn't abscond. That's the thing. Okay, the probe over here says that I absconded, but how could I abscond if they came to visit my house, and why would I go visit my parole office? They got me at the probation office. I told my probation officer that I got a letter saying I qualified for this crime reduction program, and coming out of here, probation overrides parole. When I was placed on probation, she said, I'm your probation officer. I took it as, probation overrode parole. So why would I go see her and not go see my parole officer? It doesn't make sense. I got arrested by the marshals at the probation office when I went to go show her the letter.
Okay, sir. Well, let me just ask this then. Did you actually use that methamphetamine on January 22nd, 2018, sir?
Yes, admittedly, I did use it. That's why I enrolled into CHC classes, and I attended those classes.
Okay, did you complete the program, sir, the CHC program?
No, I only got to go, but he started the classes because they elected me.
Okay.
Mr. Turner, that's an
okay. Mr. Turner, sir,
yes, when he was released from prison, he had a bench warrant for what he's on probation for. I informed him that he needed to go take care of that. While he was in court, I don't know whether he did or did not tell them he was currently on parole.
Yes, they knew.
He didn't get probation. Him being arrested in the probation officer's office was coordinated between her and I, because she called him and he said, told her, according to what she told me, is he didn't want to report it to her because he was afraid he was going to get arrested on the warrant that I had written. So she had informed him that that was two separate entities. That's why he went to see her.
Okay, sir.
No, I went to see her because I got the letter from the County Reduction Program saying that I qualified for the second thing. You know, I totally didn't think that I would be on. I was being on probation and parole. Probation overrides parole. The way I took it when I seen her is she said, "Hey, I'm your probation officer." So I took it that, you know, she said, "You're on probation now." That's the way I took it. That okay, I'm on probation now. So I didn't think I would be on parole. Not thinking about it, I got the letter saying that I had a scandal reduction program. I called her and told her, and I said, "Hey, I'm gonna go see my parole officer. I'm gonna stop by." She goes, "Well, you need to see me ASAP." And she told me that state and county were two different things. Okay, yeah, I understood that. But when I went to go see her, I was arrested right there. When I showed her the letter, she said, "I don't want my arrest." So I told her, "I'm coming to see you because the letter clearly says I can't have no new charges or no nothing in order for me to qualify." So I went to go see her. It's not like I was avoiding parole. Why would I tell her that I have a warrant or that they issued a warrant for my arrest and go, basically I said, if I wanted to run up scam, I wouldn't have seen her at all, and I would have just took up running. Those weren't my intentions. My intentions were to go show her the letter and her tell me that I didn't have a warrant so I can go over there and visit my parole officer. I wasn't hiding anything from anybody.
Okay, sir. Well, we hear what you're saying, but we were not there. The only thing we could do is information that we have is information coming from both you and from Honorable Mr. Turner, who just happened to be here today. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any further questions coming from other board members at this time, sir. However, this is your hearing. We're coming towards the end of it. Therefore, we're going to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself. You can read something or you can just make a statement. It's all left up to you, sir. It's your right to say what you want to say at this time, sir. The board is listening.
Okay, I'm ready. Can I say it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I would like to start out by saying that I take full responsibility for my actions. When I was released from Lewis prison, a week later, I got put on probation for a new case that got brought up on me. So I was on probation and parole at the same time. Being that I was confused because my probation officer told me I had classes to do and I had told her I was on parole already. The judge, when he sentenced me, he knew I was on parole. They knew I was on parole and they still put me on probation. And I even told my public defender that I was on parole as we speak. And coming out of prison, probation overrides parole. I cooperated with my probation officer. They sent me to drug court. I told Mrs. Zinski, my probation officer, I was attending a class already, that I was on parole. And she said, "I'm your probation officer now." So being released from prison, I knew probation overrode parole. So I stopped going to see my parole officer and continued to see my probation officer, Mrs. Zinski. Then, on March 9th, she did a home visit to my address. I live on two divisions floor, the same address that the parole, that parole had my address, and my grandfather and my grandmother were there. My grandfather had no legs, so when I was out, I was taking care of him at the same time working, because they're older, and he can't get out of bed. He can't get out of his chair. So when they went by to knock on the door at my house, he was yelling, "Who is it? Come in, come in." And being that he can't get out of his chair, they wasn't able to answer the door. My mom works for the Arizona Department of Revenue, and when the message was left to my mother, she was on a tax conference in Flagstaff. Okay, so the probation officer wanted to do a home visit to my judge. I answered the door, and by then, a warrant was already issued when she had went to my house, by the date, but me not knowing, for violation of parole. I didn't know about it until I got a letter saying I qualified for the expanded reduction program. I told my PO what it means, because I'm on probation. Why did I get the letter? And she then said to come see her ASAP. I took the letter to her and got arrested in her office for violation of parole. On my parole summary, it says I changed address. But how if Mrs. Zinski went to see me at my house? It says I changed my address. It don't make sense. So I didn't abscond knowingly. It was accidental by confusion. I was attending classes while on parole, following my corrections plan still, not knowing I was on violation already. My time, it also states that the time I owe is only 57 days, from 2/26/18, the day the warrant was issued, till 4/24/2018. And I've been here since 3/19 till now, which is 51 days already. But my release date says I get out at 6/2, which I understand now by him saying that they gave me those counter days. But so I was working currently for Beloved Construction with my uncle. I mean, I've always been working. I try to cooperate the best I can, but it's confusing to cooperate with two different things, parole and probation, at the same time. You know, like, I got really confused, and my intentions weren't to abscond. I stayed at the same house, so I didn't really abscond. I mean, I admit to him saying I absconded, but I didn't abscond if I was at the same address. I mean, I'm going to classes and at the same time, too, taking care of my daughter, which we both got custody for, from Child Protective Services. I mean, it's hard for me, but I've never left my residence. It's just my grandfather can't get out. He's already older for him to be saying that.
You already told us that. He's 82 years of age. We know how old.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, but what I'm saying is that I didn't mean to abscond, and I do have a job when I get out working back with my uncle. If I was to get released, I know I could do it. I mean, I admit to coming out daily, but I went to classes for that, and I'm clean, and they drug tested me at Alhambra, and I was clean. I admit to my mistakes, but if you give me a second chance, which I got the letter for saying I qualified for the program, my intentions weren't to run. I have a job when I get out. I have a family that loves me.
Okay. We understand all that, sir. You told us that already.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have a family waiting for me at the house, and I have kids, and if being released, I think to you that I could continue to be successful.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. This time the board has gone into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among the four of us. And in keeping with the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona, please stay on the phone so that you can listen and see what the board members, each board member, will have to say at this time. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. I think that it may be true that he did not intend to abscond, but as he said, that might have been a mix-up, but it was his responsibility to work all that out. But in addition to that, I know that he did take, was supposed to have taken the program at CHC. However, he did use methamphetamine while he was supervision, which is, of course, a no-no, no use of illegal substances at all, and that was part of what he agreed to when he came out on supervision of parole. So with that being said, I do understand what he's saying, but at this time, as one board member, I think it would be in his best interest, as well as the citizens of Arizona, to complete his term and come out and remain clean and go from there. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, then that one went off. My motion is going to be to find that Mr. DeLeon violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, that may have lost him from the ways in as much as he did use methamphetamine while he was out, and that he was charged with absconding, although he's able to mix up, but for 39 days, as well as information contained in warrant number 2018-W055-01. That is my motion to revoke.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Cabanis. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out, according to information we have, on June the 2nd of this year, just around the corner, so to speak. At that time, you're going to have to report to a parole officer. You can go and get your job, and you can go and work do your construction work and go to your family and be a good family member. And we trust that you will never, never again be in orange as a guest of the Department of Correction. So this will end your hearing, and please be kind enough to give the phone back to the CO3, sir.
So you're never letting me out. You're never making me stay here. Is that right? Yes, sir.
That is correct, sir.
Well, can I ask you a question about my time? Because my time's out.
Okay, now I'm going to suggest to you on that one that you contact your CO3 and ask him to contact Time Comp, and they will
they will
have to recalculate that. We're not going to get into that. That's not what we're going to hear.
Whatever the CO3, sir. I appreciate all you guys' time. Thank you. Thank you
so much, sir. Have a great